they like to dive deep. They like to do all of the research and really learn and understand all of the nooks and crannies in order to feel secure.
If you ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose? How can I fulfill my potential? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Lifestyle, Relationships, and Career Human Design Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja from VanessaNaja.com. My mission is to help you be on purpose and fulfill your potential by aligning in body, mind, and spirit so you can feel empowered, joyful, connected, and free. I'm so excited to share with you how to do that through human design. If it feels aligned, I'd love it if you subscribe and share. Now let's get to the episode. It's always a good idea to have your human design chart with you when listening. You can get yours for free at my website, VanessaNaja.com/free chart. Link is in the show notes.
Hi, and welcome to episode 30 of the podcast. And today I'm excited because we are going to dive into the six lines over the next 6 weeks. And the lines, I talked about this in the last two episodes, like where all these numbers come from and what they actually mean. And the lines make up your profile, which is a big part of who you are. It tells you a lot about how you fulfill your purpose, your learning styles, relationship styles, among other things. And they're not only a part of your profile. The lines that are a part of your profile are very significant in your life. However, these show up in various different parts of your human design chart. So even if you don't have one, the lines, today I'm talking about line one, even if you don't have this in your profile, you may resonate with it from other parts of your chart. And if you do have it in your profile, it's going to be a very significant part of how you're here to accomplish your purpose. So line one is known in traditional human design as the investigator. And in BG5, the business application of human design, line one is known as the authority. And these words tell you a little bit about what line one likes to do. Now, the first line profile, the investigator, the authority, they are the foundation. They like to build a very solid foundation so that they can feel secure. And the way that they build that foundation is through information. They like to dive deep. They like to do all of the research and really learn and understand all of the nooks and crannies in order to feel secure. So they move from insecurity to security through building a solid foundation of knowledge and understanding. And through that knowledge and understanding, that foundation that they built, they are able to become the authority in whatever it is that they have been studying. And first lines do tend to really love to study the things that they're very interested in. This is a deeply personal line. They are introspective. They like to spend time alone studying, researching. They prefer not to be bothered during that time alone. And then when they are ready to share what they have learned with others is when they are then being alone, in a sense. They are designed to share what they've learned with others. And if you have a first line in your profile, how you're going to do that is going to depend on the other line in your profile. I am a first line. I'm a 5-1. And when I learned about this, it just made so much sense to me. I resonate so much with that because there's nothing I love doing more than like really studying and researching and going deep and getting a really solid understanding of what I'm diving into. First lines like to go into rabbit holes. They really just love to get lost in all that information. It helps them feel secure. So if you have a first line in your profile, you might really resonate with this. And I will say the internet was made for us. If you are old enough to remember times before the internet, which I am, you might remember like wanting more information on something and having to go to the library or looking into an encyclopedia. And then when the internet came out and you just had the information in your fingertips, like, oh my God, I love the internet so much because I can just find what I need to find very quickly through the information research that I do. I have another really good friend who has a first line in her profile, and one of her nicknames is Sherlock.
And people know if something needs investigating, if they need to research something or find out about something, to go to her. And as a first line, if you have this in your profile, you probably resonate. People will come to you for information because they already sense that you've researched it. And this is one of the things you are meant to do, is to share information with other people who help them based on the things you've researched. Some of the things you want to be careful about as a first line is feeling like you don't know enough and that you need more information. You probably like to, for me personally, I love being in school, studying, doing formal education, getting certifications. And you want to balance that, because I know I can get carried away, and there's definitely times where I am doing way too much of that. So you want to make sure that you're really following your strategy and authority on what you are researching, diving deep into, especially when it comes to things like certifications. Just really, you know, focusing on the things that you're excited about and things that you want to become an authority on. Now, first lines, again, they have this theme of insecurity, and they move to security through their investigation. And what can happen with first lines is they can be very empathetic in a sense. They're very open to new information and receiving and taking information from other people. First lines tend to be really great students and really open to what others have to share about what they are learning. They also can be a little chameleon-like and mysterious, because when a first line is feeling insecure, they kind of like to blend in, sit back, and observe to learn more, to see what is working. So that kind of blending in, chameleon, introspective, inward thing is very common for first lines, and this can be a little bit mysterious as well. And again, they are the foundations of the five lines that follow. They can be fixed in a sense. Change can be a little bit challenging for them, especially if they don't know what's coming next. Like, they really need to know what's coming next. And again, they do this through finding out the information. So you might be a first line, and if you are going on vacation or traveling somewhere, before you even arrive, you've probably researched everything. You know where everything is. You know all the things that you're going to do and what is potentially available. You really love to have this information. You tend to be busy studying. You don't necessarily like to be bothered when you're studying. You probably are really interested in behavior and watching how people behave and learning what works and doesn't work in the sense of behavior. They aspire to creativity and really learning or using what they have learned in their studies in a creative way. And yeah, so you are probably well aware, depending on what other line you have in your profile. And also in your profile, if the first line comes first, so if you're a 1-3 or a 1-4, you probably are super aware of this. Like, when this is, if this is the first time you're hearing about this, you're probably like, yes, absolutely, that is totally me. If it's the second part of your profile, so if you're a 4-1 or a 5-1, then this might be more unconscious to you, and it's something that other people definitely see in you, and you may not be as aware of it yourself. I am a 5-1. I do have a lot of first line energy in my chart. I was super aware when I learned this. I was like, yes, absolutely, that is 100% me. So it depends on other aspects of your chart as well. So again, you really want to learn and understand and get to the foundation of things through gathering knowledge, through research, through investigation, in order to feel secure, and then to share that with other people as well. So that is it for the first line. And remember that this can show up in other parts of your chart as well. So even if your profile doesn't include a one line and you very strongly resonate, there are good chances that this is significant in other parts of your chart also. And the best way to understand more of how this energy shows up for you in your reading. So if it feels aligned with your strategy and authority, you find the right person to read for you. I do readings. I would be honored to read for you if that feels correct for you. And there's plenty of other amazing people that do human design readings as well. Follow your strategy and authority to be guided to the right one. And that is it for today. And I look forward to seeing you next week for the episode on the second line.
If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free-mini-reading or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.